Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
We're giggling as usual, as absolutely. We just absolutely love the way we get thrown into this show every week.
Every single week.
There's always something right at that right before they go, and live!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, smiles.
Welcome, everybody. So glad to have you here. If you would like to join us in a chatty chat, please come on over to BBS Radio TV on Facebook. We are over there. The chat room is open, and usually you guys are in there chatting, so I hope I have this up correctly. I've done it wrong before.
Oh, anything is possible.
Anything is possible. Let's get Julia singing about it. And
it's possible.
It's possible. Okay. So seriously, usually there's somebody saying hi to us by now. So I think I must have done something wrong in my chat.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I'm gonna do something here. No recent. Okay. Where am I? Oh my gosh. I cannot believe all the little errors that are popping up.
Well, you guys have to know.
I have no idea what I go through over here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I really admire you, Tracy. I would be completely messed up if, okay. He's saying he sees people chatting. So we're just not.
Yeah.
So what?
No, my Facebook is doing the weirdest thing.
Yeah,
I have an idea.
I have an idea. Okay.
I'm going to switch back to me.
That might be what you need to do. Yes. You know, it doesn't go well if you are trying to be someone else.
There's
a lesson in that right there. Be you. Be your authentic self and the world will work with you. Don't try to be other people. The world wants you just as you are.
I got so excited that I had everything posted. It's all ready to go. Let's go live.
You guys understand.
I have to switch back to not being all the QHHT pages. So now I'm there. Hello, Carol. Hi, Ivy. Hi, Corey and Shauna and Denise. You guys, thank you for being here. Bring all your friends. Shout out. If you are watching this after the live show, we still like to see your comments. If you're watching it on YouTube or something like that, it's still fun to see where you're all from. And, you know, if you say something really good, I tend to actually share it with Julia later and be like, hey, someone on our YouTube saying something really amazing.
Oh, no, you send some really cool, sweet, sweet messages. They're so sweet.
Yeah. And we really appreciate all the comments you guys put up there for us, even the sweet little hellos. So let's see, we got Tracy and Tack and Mindy. You guys just keep coming on in there and we'll just keep shouting out
to
you.
Are they saying where they're from?
Not yet. Oh, Australia, Scotland.
There you go.
That kind of makes me want to challenge you to an accent. You know, actually, from what I understand, we're the ones with the accent. So
that's a kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I remember one time in New Zealand, I was doing a class, and, you know, I don't feel like I have, there's times I can have a drawl, but a lot of times I don't. I can kind of control it.
Right there, the drawl.
Anyway, I was in New Zealand. We were teaching class, and I was saying something. And I don't know if it's up there in your area, but in this area, you know, if you've ever lived in Texas, at least, and it's actually creeping up into the mid-America and maybe even farther. But definitely, if you're in the South, if you've lived in the South, there's one word that you just cannot escape. And that's what sets you. Boom. You know, it's like
y'all?
A Southerner. Y'all. you just, and once you learn it, once you get it, you just can't get it out of your system. It just sticks.
And it's contagious. There, it's so contagious.
It really is. And I was there and we were teaching and everything. And I'm talking along and you know, it's part of my vocabulary. And I said, you know, I said something. Somebody told me, say that again. And I'm like, what I say, like y'all. Oh my gosh. Like we just love your accent.
Oh my gosh. I just talked to a friend of mine, Lisa Jane, in New Zealand, yesterday, day before. You know how that goes with me. But she calls me up on the Facebook chat thing, you know, and I pick it up and I said, hey, or so, I don't even know what I said. And she just busts out laughing. She goes, I just love your accent. Well, y'all, I could do this all night.
It's so funny. And then we love their accents.
Totally. Yes. Yeah. The gum boots and the mums and the all the good stuff. So I'm going to get back into the chat room because we got them busy now. We got Chris and Charmel and Sherry. And let's see, we got, did I get Amy? Okay. I think I said hi to the others. So now let's go back to where they're from. Canada, Idaho, Dallas, Central Minnesota, New York City. And oh, my shirt's turning from green to blue. Well,
it is. It is. It's been popping. Uh-huh. It's been popping back and forth.
Well, I got told, hey, wear more blue, makes your eyes pop. So I was like, okay, well, let me see what all blue I have in my closet because I like to have those.
And what's funny is it's not your eyes that are popping. It's your blue that's popping into green.
Oh, I'm glad that, yeah, when you're doing this, it's not your eyes that are popping.
It's the shirt. See, it just did it.
Thank you.
You see it? Can you see it doing it?
No. Oh, there. Yeah, there it did.
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh, it's going to be fun all night. Look at that. Okay.
It's good that you can see it because it...
That's funny.
That is
funny. Utah. Okay. So we have a fun subject. It was a suggestion by Lenny that we go old school aliens on everyone.
Old school aliens.
Well, like old school metaphysical hour, your mom used to talk about all this stuff. Nostradamus, Jesus, uh-huh. Lemuria, Atlantis, aliens, all that. So let's do it.
Good topics.
I'm ready.
So where do we start?
Well, let's see. Now they're comparing my shirt to the thing that went viral on social media. Are these shoes, or is this blouse or whatever, this dress green or white? You guys are awesome. Okay. Yeah. I'm glad I can be the entertainment. I love it.
I mean, it's really cool how it keeps shifting back and forth. I wonder what that is. I mean, I don't even know what is causing. I mean, it's not by your movement. You're sitting there and it's just doing it back and forth.
Well, this is the color that it actually is. And then that's not.
That's the color it wants to be. Like, so which, audience.
Oh, I saw purple. Did you guys catch the purple?
Which one? Yeah, isn't that weird? Isn't that cool? See, mine isn't doing that.
I think it's my aura coming through the shirt.
I was going to say, which one is making her eyes, which color makes her eyes pop?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. Oh my God. All right. So where should we start with aliens? So we're supposed to be talking about our experiences with this, with sessions and what's coming in for us lately. And I have to tell you, there's just so much coming in. But one of the things, and we talked about it, I think before, that is still showing up today was, is the water. They're changing the water. They're bringing the healing waters back. And I just had a session where a gal was, they were told the energy doesn't come out of your hands. It comes out of the fingertips. And she goes, and now I'm walking by the water and I'm moving my fingers. And she was drawing light language or symbols and sending it into the water. And it was the same thing. And that was just yesterday. I'm sending that in.
And that's what you've been doing lately when you go over to the water and stuff.
Yeah,
exactly that.
Yeah, I've been drawing symbols into the sand and then letting the waves come up and wash them away. And other people are doing the same thing. So we're all getting all this information to send love and energy into the water, and we're bringing the healing waters back. So that's kind of a big one.
Yeah, as you were saying that, and this is going to be how this goes. It was so funny before we started, when we were going through our little stuff before, it's like the show before the show, and we have our entertainment. Anyway, we're talking about because what was coming in, and it's really funny because, and that must be what it's trying to say, is what's happening now. Is, you know, before, gosh, I don't know how long ago, but definitely high school would have been, oh, forget it. I never even saw myself as a speaker. I panicked at the mere thought of ever speaking in public. It was like, no way will I ever do that. I wouldn't even get my bachelor's degree in college because I had to take speech.
Oh,
that's how frightened I was of doing speaking. And it's so funny because anyway, and then another thing, like in another thing that was in speech, I think, and then also in a lot of things, they have improv. And that the idea of it scares me to death. But then I was thinking before the show, it was like, that's all we do is improv. We are constantly just winging it every single time and just going, and it's just what comes in. We don't ever prepare, guys. We do not. And I think that's why this is, I feel like it's good because
it's what was it like an hour ago? You sent me a message. Are we even doing the show? Yeah, we're doing the show. What are we gonna talk about?
I don't know, right?
Yeah. So I gave her a list of topics, but
okay, you guys. Okay, let's go with this. I want you to.
Julia has to put up with. I said, now I was outside, sitting at my little dining table outside under the canopy with my son Jaden, who's 16. Mm-hmm. I said, we need a theme tonight. So let's send Julia some ideas.
Yeah. She consulted with her very intelligent sage and came up with these themes. So you tell me how you want to go with this. Okay. Number one, do chickens think about the weather? Number two, if you eat a big burger and no one is around to see it, do the calories count?
I'm trying to show my helper. There's my helper. He was helping me think.
Number three, why does the power of three work? Number four, do angels have a soul or are they a soul? Five, why don't food establishments offer a pet menu for dogs and other service animals? That's a good question.
That is a good question. Somebody want to jump on that? There's a whole industry there, I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number six, who writes the Laffy Taffy jokes? Seven.
May not have been mine. That may not have been mine.
Yeah, I challenge you to guess whose is whose. Number seven, will the new earth be gender neutral or all asexual? Number eight, is anything real? That was actually the one I chose if we were going to go before we got one that was suggested to us.
Yeah.
Anyway, number nine, what's the point in there being flies? That's another good question.
It is. I don't understand unless we're just feeding the frogs.
Yeah. Well, they feed them. They are food for spiders.
Yeah, they're food. Okay. Mm-hmm.
10, if love is the highest frequency and Earth has many different versions of love, are they all the same vibration or is some love stronger than others? All very good questions. They're good questions.
Yeah. Especially the burger one, number two. I was really curious about that one.
I
have personal experience with it.
My philosophy is if you eat something in enjoyment and you don't beat yourself up over it, then it can be whatever you want it to be.
That's right. Hey, speaking of sessions, people ask that question, what should I eat? What should my diet be? And I do in my office, it seems to be a very consistent answer of you can eat whatever you want as long as it's same kind of answer. As long as you're doing it without, oh, that's bad for me, blah, blah, blah. As long as you're blessing the food or you're eating the food, knowing that, you know, you're enjoying it, whatever. It's the vibration that you're putting into the food, not the other way around. So that is a great one to bring up because I know a lot of people want to, oh, I got to eat salads. Oh, I got to eat this or that.
Yeah, we beat ourselves up and that's the vibration that's going in, that's going into the body and it's telling the body to react in that way to that food. So that's why you have those reactions. That's why you have whatever it does to you. Oh, I'm going to gain 20 pounds with one bite. Well, you just told your body what to do.
Yeah, oh, do my that. Right.
Come on. How about, oh my gosh, this is going to be the most wonderful taste I've ever had. I'm going to have just ooze enjoyment from it. You know? Mm-hmm. Make it something fun, make it something exciting. don't beat yourself up over the fact that you really want that one bite or whatever it is, you know, enjoy it. And then it goes to a different place in your soul. Ooh, they're coming in your soul. But another thing, like you're saying along that same line, is some people's like, what should I eat? What should I eat? And like so many people, they're going down, I'm not eating so much. I'm not eating meat. I'm not eating this. And you know, everybody, no, this stuff's coming in so fast. That's why I had to do that. I'm trying to.
Let it go.
You guys could be inside here as this happens, and it's like I'm just trying to catch up with it, and that's what the blah, blah, blah is. You know, just catch it. Okay. Anyway,
just deliver it.
Deliver it. Okay. We see other people, or some people try to pressure us into, well, you should be eating, you know, no red meat. Don't do that. That's bad for you. See right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You should be on the light, you know, thing. Cause so long when her mom kept coming through with the information she was getting, it wasn't saying this is for everybody. It was saying like that particular person. And when they come through in a session, it is for that particular
person. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, don't mean, and then she would just share the information saying, well, this is what they said for this person. That doesn't mean that's what it is for everybody. You know, and it's like sometimes they may say, well, it's, you know, it's lightening. Our diets are lightening up. We're getting into lighter food, but that's about as much as broad as it is.
You're going to have that intuition as well with that. You're going to feel like, no, I don't want to eat this today. I want to eat this. Mm-hmm. This sounds better.
Exactly. But
I want to bring us back to, I don't even remember if this was the 90s or when it was, and I have to tell you, I think I was a teenager, late teens, maybe when this happened. And even then, before I even knew this was my line of work, I thought, this is an experiment. And this is what it was. They're discovering that eggs have high cholesterol. So if you eat eggs, you're going to have high cholesterol. And they pumped it out there and pumped it out there and pumped it out there. It was in the newspaper. It was on commercials. It was all over the place. And all of a sudden, all this cholesterol hikes in the cholesterol. Everybody was having cholesterol problems. Even my dad, who was eating eggs every day, decided, oh, I better go get my cholesterol checked. And everybody was having cholesterol problems, and they did it for about 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they said, whoops, that was a mistake. That's not what's happening. Eggs are not high in cholesterol at all. And then it was an experiment of if they believe it, will it happen? It's kind of like the toilet paper thing with, you know, oh, we're out of toilet paper. Were we out of toilet paper?
Hey, I think we're actually gravitating to number 8 is
anything real?
Yeah. Because that I was asking that question earlier in this week is like, do you think, and this has to do with stuff that's being said out there. It's like, I was like, do you think it's possibly, is it real? And they're like, yeah. I don't know.
It's as real as we make it.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is. We have some Dolores questions. Are you ready to field them? Because this is going to be your area.
Well, let me finish. I had one more thing. Like you said, use your intuition. And it is on that. The rest of it is, you know, follow your own guidance. You know, information is distributed out there, but you follow your own guidance as to what is best for you as far as the eating goes, because your body knows it. I mean, your body may need some of these things that other bodies don't need, and they're being guided to not eat these things anymore. So you want to follow your own. So trust you. And that's really what it comes down to.
So anyway, always 100% trust your own intuition. Mm-hmm. We like to go outside of ourselves to get validation, but always go with what is happening for you intuitively. Okay, so Ivy would like to know, how did the ETs or aliens first introduce themselves to your mom, Dolores?
Very cool. She was working with someone who was, it was with the, like the MUFON organization, who had been an abductee, you know, and they needed somebody to work with their people. Their psychiatrist was no longer working with them. They need somebody that could kind of work in that arena. And she had recently come out with a Nostradamus material, and they were like, well, you might be able to handle this. You're used to the odd and the unusual. So they asked her to work with somebody that was a that had the appearance of an abductee. Okay. Mm. I prefer to call it a visitation, but anyway, that time they were calling it they may still be calling it that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they call them experiencers, but anyway, but she had all the signs. So they needed somebody to work with her to see what was going on, if anything happened. So she's working with this person. Well, she started finding out, it may not have been her first one she did, but it was like real close.
The big introduction, yeah.
Working with them, because she had to figure out, mom had to work out how to get it. Okay, we're on the ship. This is happening, you know, that kind of thing. All right, so that's where she is, and the person is on the ship, and they're scared, you know, they're like, I don't know what's going on. I don't understand. I mean, this is scary. And there was a lot of conscious mind there and everything. And so, and she's just asking, is anybody else in the room? It's like, yeah, there's this tall, you know, this gray being over there. And so mom just said, well, ask them, you know, if, why you're here. And so then she's like, she started getting information. And then the next thing she knows is like, it starts speaking, this being starts speaking through the person. And it's like, okay, and I'm getting the chills all over my legs. This is really cool. And it was like a very robotic voice. And if any of you have encountered this, I have encountered this voice before. And it's really cool. And I bet you have too, Tracy. But it was like, it came through and it was like scanning. We must see if, you know, if you're okay. And the scanning. And like, yes, she is the one. We can tell her, because it was stuff where stuff was starting to come through and mom was asking more questions and she wanted to know more. And they're like, we need to know. They needed to know her intentions. And that's what they were scanning.
I've actually had a client do that to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's that voice. You can, I mean, there's no mistaking it. Yes, she is the one. Yeah, it's a very yeah, robotic
voice. They are. They're very robotic voices sometimes. And but yeah, I did. They scanned. They said, yeah, we can answer your question. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. And then at the end of that session, the client was saying, or this channel that was coming through and was saying, we would be okay doing this with you again sometime. Yeah. Like, thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Well, once they scan you and they know, then yeah, they're good. Yep. So like, yeah, mm-hmm. You're okay.
Yeah. And here's something that might clear up a misconception with this stuff too, is aliens are not God. They don't have all the answers. They're not the benevolent, all-knowing beings, but they are very intuitive. They are very psychic, way beyond our abilities. Mm-hmm. So they do scan us and they do look to see what Absolutely. Our vibrations are.
Yeah. And they know a bigger section of the picture than we do.
Yes. They know more about it than we do, but yeah, but it's not like when you say, I'm trying to think of what somebody had asked before. You know, they ask, if you ask a channel a question, they're still going to have to look at it. Just like if you went and asked a psychic a question and they're trying to look at the energy of it. The channel, like, what's his name from New Zealand? Blair? Mm-hmm. Blair brings in Tabash.
Tabash.
You know, if you ask Tabash a question, it's not like he's mm-hmm. not that God or Akashic Records. He is an energy yeah. that has access to other energies more so than we do, because that's what he does. So
yeah, and he
I just wanted to clear that up, because I know that people will ask me questions sometimes that it's like, and then the channel will come through with an answer, but they still have to go find the answer too. And they sometimes they won't know. Maybe it's not meant to be revealed.
Well, and that's what mom found too. I mean, this was like the ETs were a stepping. It's like they were a link then onto that high information, that know all, you know, that is the gods, you know, whatever. So, but that's what got it there. And I think that was a great stepping stone, because it was, I mean, remember nobody was doing anything like this. And so even getting that other information, it was all expanding, you know, the mind. How open are you? How flexible are you to more information? And so then that was the next step, that she's like, things started coming in that were beyond ET information. And she's like, I'm talking to something else now.
Yeah. Okay. So we do have more questions. You want another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is fun.
Is kind of curious.
Improv.
Okay. So Dolores Cannon said, they said bugs were not supposed to be on the planet. They were never part of the plan. They came after bacteria, which ruined the plan because there wasn't supposed to be any disease.
No,
so what's that story?
Yeah, when you're saying, okay, it was bacteria. Bacteria is what's alien to the planet.
Yeah, now I've heard that. I never heard that about the bugs, but I have about the bacteria.
No, I haven't either. I don't recall anyway if it was said it was the bacteria that is alien to the planet. And that is what brought disease, is bacteria.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I had a session this week where a gal went to, in her session, she went to, a bee came and got her.
A bee. Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah. The bee. She came and got her. And she, so in her interview, she was talking about how she was feeling lonely, which happens a lot to people. By the way, if you're listening and you got this lonely feeling, that's very common. And she just, like, there was a void.
Yeah.
This bee comes to get her, and she's pretty soon she's remote viewing through the bee, and this is what it's like to be a bee, and already she's kind of connecting to that hive kind of feel to it.
Yeah.
Well, then the bee takes her out of that and takes her to the planet where, you know, because supposedly, and I think your mom is the one that said this, for everything we see here, there is probably a planet with a species like that. So there is a planet with the bees.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So there is a bee collective. Not my first time visiting the bee collective. It's been a while, but it was super fun because here she goes into this bee collective, and all of a sudden she gets a vision of herself as one of them, right? And then she gets that feeling of what it was like to be in that oneness connection.
Yeah.
And that hive connection, you know, everyone works together and all this. And it just resonated so big. She starts crying. And at the end of it, when I was talking to her, she was like, that was what I needed. That was the void. That was that feeling. I've been looking for that kind of connection, and I'm not going to find it in this reality of the third dimension.
No, not the reality.
Not available there.
You might find hive mates.
Right. She could find that and find that connection. She hasn't yet, but she could find that. And in the fifth dimension, she'll be able to, when she gets her vibration there and sustains it, then she'll be able to do that. But it was so cool to watch her go through that.
Yeah, so cool. Well, also the 5D, she'll understand her connection, and that's where that'll help so much. I think it's just in the 3D that we feel separate. Yeah. Once we start going up any at all in dimensions, we are going to know much stronger our connections, that we are connected. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just making sure there's no more questions. These seem like the more. Okay, we're getting on board with the, if you eat chocolate, will you be blessed with happiness? Of course you will. Yeah.
That is what you believe, and that's what you think when you eat it. Yes.
Yes. Yes. It always makes me happy.
Yourself for eating it, don't even put it in your mouth.
Ivy, have you watched this show? Half the time I'm starting it with chocolate.
That is so true. And it makes her giggle even more.
As if that's possible.
I was just going to, yeah. I was trying to figure out how to say that.
I said it for you. Yeah. I'm telling you. We just talked about that hive mentality, and here we go.
There we go. Yeah.
All right. So telepathy. Mm-hmm. Let's go there. Mm-hmm. Because there's supposedly a new group of beings that are coming down and pairing up with people that are ready for more telepathy. Right?
Cool. Very cool.
It's my understanding that you'll get 2 to 3 of these beings paired with you when you hit that level of being ready to... Now, so many of us already have that connection with the extraterrestrial, the angels, the guides, all that kind of stuff, right? We all kind of have that connection. And then that gets amplified and gets better and better. And for the people that really desire that, these beings are coming in now to work with our connection with each other. So, fun thing to do. Think about somebody that you're really close to.
Yeah.
And sit there with your phone and go, okay, call me.
Mm-hmm.
And it works.
It does work. We do it all the time. I don't know if we're even trying, but we just do it. And it's like, oh my gosh, how do we? And we call it putting the bat signal out.
Yeah. Oh, you got the bat signal.
Yeah, and it's so great. Grace is a fantastic receiver.
Hilarious. I can't tell you too, though, in the very beginning of our friendship, it would be more like I'd get. And I'd be like, why do I feel like, and then your name would pop up like 100 times. And I'd be like, do I need to? And it was like your mom standing right there going, call her. So I sent you a text. And how many of those did you get? I keep seeing your name and I feel like your mom is telling me to contact you. So I'll do it to this day. Oh, your name keeps popping up. So
what's going on? We need to talk.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, very much so. All right. Let's see. Is there anything else? Robotic voices, normal. Okay. They normally.
Anybody else hear those robotic voices or feel them? I mean, have experiences with them.
Yeah. They're,
I mean, it's nothing malicious. It's nothing like that. That's just their vibration. That's just how it is.
Well, and this is what Carol's saying in here is that it probably comes through robotic because they don't have a voice box because they communicate telepathically. So exactly. Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, it probably is that. Yeah, I agree completely. If they're not used to using vocal cords. And so it's like, this is how it comes through.
Yeah. So Lenny's talking about, I did a channel the other day where that collective I was just talking about with the telepathy came through and their energy. So this was my experience with it, you know, because I do the channeling and it comes in fairly smooth now.
Now.
But when a new group comes in, if it is not an energy that I have worked with before, they tend to download me so that I, you know, it's kind of like giving you the station to the radio station you want to play, right? And so they send that energy to acclimate me. But this group wanted to come through so bad that they just and their frequency, I have Daniel as my gatekeeper. And so their frequency was high enough and benevolent and they came through. And but it was a different energy than I was used to and it was really strong. And so Lenny is going, yeah, you sounded robotic when you brought that through. I did. It got inked through like that because it was coming through so fast. I couldn't talk fast enough. So it's doing that, which is kind of what you were doing when you were blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I was just trying to catch up. And it comes in so fast. You're like, let me catch up to you.
Yeah. Just slow it down so that I can move that energy through. Yeah. Oh, and now they're talking dragons. I had a red dragon exit my chest during a QHHT session. Not sure what that means. Well,
ask.
I think it's amazing. Yeah, ask your red dragon.
And if it wasn't asked in your session, ask now. You still have that contact. You still have that connection. You Absolutely. Can ask. Just ask. Well, just get into a nice quiet state and just ask. Actually, you don't have to get in a quiet state, really. Just ask and you'll get an answer. So
right. Yeah. So, yeah. If you do it right now, Shauna, do it right now. Yeah, we come back and post what you get for an answer because I would love to share it with the audience. We're all kind of curious. What was that with the red dragon?
Yeah, and you know, if everybody knows Tracy, you know that she loves dragons.
May or may not have it as my screensaver. Maybe. Anyway, so very cool. So. What do we know about the different energies that are coming through to help with ascension, to move the energies around? I mean, we're all purging a lot of our old selves. We got a full moon going on right now that says, hey, get this over with already.
This came up this morning because it's like, okay, they're showing me something. It took me a while to understand it. It was so funny working with Kaya trying to interpret what this was. And it was like, okay, they're telling me that you can connect this, Kai. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he just had to say like one word and then I was able to fill it back in. It was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. And it was so funny. I mean, they play games.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They like to play with us and challenge us.
Like anyway, what the message was that the full moon is similar to the sun at midday. Like at high noon, you know, like where there's very little
to the hottest point.
It's at the highest, it's hottest, but it's shining the brightest. So this is the full moon is like that. See it like that. It's full illumination. Little can hide. So it's going to bring it all out. It's going to illuminate.
Coming to the light, baby.
See everything. And that's what you meant by bam, 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 bam. So if there's anything that you've been trying to hide from yourself, it's probably going to come to the surface and come out where you can see it so yep. that you can work with it. That's all it's asking.
And you want it to. You yeah, want absolutely. It to so that you can be done with these cycles where it start, you know, where it keeps showing up for you. And mm-hmm. and to know that, you know, how many times have we gone, man, I thought I already dealt with this.
Oh my gosh.
But here's the thing. Really? You're going to deal with the extreme version of it and then go through your healing of that. And then you get a pause or reprieve, and then it's going to come up again. It's not going to be as strong, but it's still like, man, I thought I did this. Mm-hmm. And you're going to go through your healing on that. You get a pause or reprieve, and then it's going to come up again. And then it's not quite as bad this time. And then you're kind of like, get out of here. And then, and then it's done. So, you know, it is layers, you know, some of the more extreme stuff that we've been through, the abuse and the traumas and stuff are going to take a couple cycles for some people, you know, so not to beat yourself up. It feels like you went through that already. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're just getting through another layer of it, and it's going to be an easier layer, and it's going to go that much faster, and it's going to be a whole different ball game because you're going to react to it different this time.
Yeah. That's what you're looking for, is your reaction. See, these are things you're doing for yourself. It's not any big, bad, evil monster up here doing this toying with you or anything. We yeah. are setting up these scenarios for ourselves so we can see where we are in our progress in learning the lesson or whatever it is we're wanting to do. And so that's what you want to look at, because that's what you are looking at. You're looking for your reaction. You're looking at your reaction. What are you doing here? If you're still in this wild reactive state, then you've got some more work to do. That's, you know, but if you're noticing, oh my gosh, this is happening and I'm not going there. I'm subduing it. I mean, I'm reacting differently. I'm doing something different. It's not bothering me like it used to. That's your goal, is to get to where it doesn't bother you at all. That, like you said, you just get to go out of here. Come on. Yeah. You know, it doesn't get that emotional reaction that it used to get. That's what you're looking for. And it can take many steps. It can be done in one step if you understand what you're doing. But so many of us get caught up in that first one, especially the first one. We get all caught up in it and forget what's actually going on, forget that we've set it up, forget it's a game, forget it's something to learn from, forget all these things, and believe it's real.
Yeah.
We're
going to get to that. But first, I want to tell you that you have a beautiful follower in the chat. Amazing name. Tracy would like to say, wow, I asked for confirmation from you about this morning, and it's coming through now. So thanks for joining us again tonight, Tracy. And I'm so glad that it mm-hmm. gave the opportunity for the answer to show up. But let's talk about what we believe.
Yeah.
What do we believe? It's yeah. a tricky thing, because we think we might believe one way, but the energy can be telling us something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. whatever it is you do believe, that's what you're going to see around you. That's what you're creating.
Yeah.
So a good way to know what you believe is look at your world.
I'm going to give an example, and you tell me if I believe this or not. Okay. So I want to get a new car, and I really would like to have, I want one of those 4-door Jeeps. Those are fun. And I want to be able to take the top off, but, And I want it to be black with some monster tires and some cool things, because I live out by the hills and I can go travel all over the place. Or maybe it could be used. Or, you know, it wouldn't have to be a Jeep. It could be a 4Runner or something, or maybe it could be a Ford Explorer. Or, you know, if I needed to get an Escort first before I can get to the Jeep, then maybe I could just get an Escort and drive that for a while until I can figure out how I could get the Jeep. Where am I going? what did the universe just do to me there? Yeah,
that, just what I did.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you really want. So how about I give you nothing?
Yep.
Because there's no clear direction here. I don't know which one is what you want. I have no idea what you want, first of all.
And so here's what I've agreed with people is that they'll do something like that. And then it's like, okay, so what did you actually want? Well, I wanted the Jeep. Okay, yeah. I have no way of knowing that's what you actually wanted.
Because you countered it. And so you got to look at what you say, what you put out there, because we do that. Well, maybe, because we don't believe that we really deserve it. And so yeah. we kind of curb it. But when we curb it, we just cancel it out.
Yeah, so first you wanted it like here and now. And then it's like, oh, but I don't believe I could do that here and now.
I might have to do this
maybe 6 years from now.
It's like, just what do you know? You can do anything. You can have anything. It's all possible. Remember, everything is possible.
It's possible.
Don't make me sing. But
I've heard it. It's not that bad.
But it is possible. So if you will believe that anything is possible, then that sets you into that place to put these things out there. What have you got to lose? Just put it out there and see what happens. It's just, oh gosh, the deserving thing is coming in. You know, and they want to hit you over the head. Whoever is having that major problem with it, they really want to hit you over the head.
Yeah.
I'm getting, it's like, you know, that's what it is. And yes, you can have it. There's nothing wrong with wanting something. This is why you're here. It's all about creating the reality. So how about put some stuff in your reality?
That's so what you're that martyr.
Are.
Things you know, I grew up Catholic, and a lot of things that showed up for me in my manifestation was be the martyr, sacrifice, give it up. Everyone else goes first. Finally, one day I was like, when's it my turn to go first? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, when do I get the last cookie on the plate? And, you know, instead of, or can we at least break it in half and we each get some? But why do I always have to be like, oh, okay, you go ahead. And that's what we're taught to do. Oh, you know, and it's being in lack. And that was a big one for me to clear.
Yeah.
Because I thought that meant I was a better person. And so if I gave that up.
Because you sacrificed yourself.
Yeah, because I sacrifice. That's what they teach you to do. Mm-hmm. It's like that's the stories that you hear in Sunday school. All that sacrifice, you know, give up your joy so someone else can be happy. Well, nobody's happy. If you really look at it, nobody's happy. And, but you know, it was a big one for me to realize that if putting myself first doesn't make me selfish. It doesn't make me greedy, and it's okay for me to be happy. And usually when I'm happy, the people around me are also happy.
Exactly. By putting yourself first, you're better able to help others.
Yeah.
You know, and which is exactly what you wanted to do. And you thought you were doing it by sacrificing. Sacrificing helps no one. Putting yourself first, and then you are fulfilled. You are whatever you up runneth over, and then you can easily help others. I mean, so many times, and this is something I am constantly guilty of, is yes, help. And I was reading it today. It says nobody can help from a half full. You know, your energy level is only half full. You're never fully energized because you're constantly giving away from this half full vessel, you know, and it will never fill up, you know, as long as you do that. So you've got to make sure you're good. And then
Julia's known me for a while. She's seen me go through a lot as far as my own self-worth. You've seen me go from a very poverty mindset to where you see me at today, where I've been taking some trips and having some fun and making some arrangements to do some fun things. Yeah. Oh, I think I really want this. And why not? Why not get that? That's gonna be a fun thing to have. And I've changed a lot, haven't I?
Yes. Yes, you have.
And it's been a journey. You've been on it with me. You know, you see me through a lot of poverty things, a lot of mindsets of I can't do that. I can't afford it. And or I make 100 excuses.
Yeah, we're constantly reminding each other because you're like you say something like that, I would echo it back. You do the same for me.
Yeah. And we've really moved ourselves through a lot of things, but I'm going to segue this back into what did the ETs want us to know? And this is exactly the message every single time. You have to work on loving yourself, and that is how you save the world. Mm-hmm. And it is how you save the world, people, because if you can love yourself and enjoy, and people want to know how do you get to 5D? Fast track to 5D, love yourself. Because when you love yourself, the rest of the world doesn't have to mirror back to you all of the damage, right? All of those belief systems. When you love yourself, the mirror back to you is
it's love.
That love you, that support you, that are vibrating at that level with you, and it raises you up even more. And that is how you get to 5D.
Yes.
So quit looking out there like, okay, I got to save everybody. Yeah. Nope, they get to save themselves and they get to go love themselves.
And they will when they see the beautiful example called you.
Yeah.
full of love. See, then that gives others permission to do the same thing. As long as you're sacrificing and being martyr and all that stuff, then people think, oh, that's their example. Okay, well, then I need to do that too. That just replenishes. It does not fill up and doesn't, it all comes down to love. And that's the biggest thing, like you said, and they're always, that's what they will always come back to. Love is the answer. Everything is love.
Everything is love. And if you can, find that love, even in the hard things, you know, just because I'm treating myself to all these little things now, and I'll take myself to get a massage or a pedicure or do something like that. We in Atlanta, we went and had foot rubs. That was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah. You know, reflexology. Oh my God. I'm a sucker for that. And getting to experience all these things and pampering myself has all been great, but that doesn't mean my stuff's not showing up, right?
Exactly.
I still have things and issues and stuff that's showing up and hurts and pains that are like, wow, I thought that was already gone, right? And then here it is again.
What are you doing here again?
No, it's still here. And then working through that. But here's what I find is happening for me now. Okay, this happened. I'm being triggered. I'm in this place. Mm-hmm. I need to work through this. Where's this coming from? Mm-hmm. Oh, who's this texting me? Oh, here's somebody that does this type of work, Reiki or cranial sacral or something like that, going, hey, can you get together? Yeah. Next thing I know, we're having this conversation that goes and it's clear.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my gosh. Or one of my friends calls, and one of them's on here right now. Chris is on here. She sent us a bunch of hearts when we were talking about self-love. She's been a big catalyst and being an ear for me as well during a lot of things. And, and I've known her since high school. So she's seen me come a long ways too. Mm-hmm. And vice versa. I've seen her go through a lot of things as well. And that's one of the neat things about it too, is like, we're all connected. And when we form these bonds, so Julia and I, friends, we form these bonds. We have things that we're going through that are kind of the same things. Whatever I'm working on over here that I can clear, it clears for her. Whatever she's working on over there that she clears, it clears for me if we're connected with it. And that's the way this starts to work as a collective, is the more we evolve, the more we do our work, the more we're clearing it for a collective versus just an individual. But we are still working individual, right?
Yeah.
So, absolutely. All right, your turn to talk. Tag. Oh, the channel's coming through again.
Improv.
That's her light language. That's her light language right there. But.
She's always wanted me to do that. I'm like, I don't speak light language.
That's so funny. That was beautifully said. And it goes along with the symbols that I felt like I needed to put back up here.
I think you need to bring them closer to the screen so everybody can see them.
So I wrote these out the other day. I just felt like that was supposed to be written out, right? And so these symbols, I can't remember what they mean now. They had a meaning. But anyways, it doesn't matter because each person that looks at them is going to get something different from them. Now, here's the thing that was curious. I took it off of the back of the wall, and then I made another video. I thought, oh, this needs to go back up. Do you see what happened? I moved it to the other side, and I also turned it the other way around. So now we're going to look at it this way, because apparently it has two energies and two vibrations.
That way is talking to me.
Yeah, it did to me too. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is the way it's supposed to be. So there it is in the other version for those that need it that way.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for putting up there, because that's exactly what light language is all about. And crop circles is another form of light language. They're about looking at it. Their messages are in there, and you will receive them just by looking at them. So that's,
they don't need an explanation.
No, that other party, it knows. It got it. Message received, download. It's going to download it into you, and you'll know things later, and be like, why do I know this? It's because you looked at these symbols today. You looked at this stuff.
And you guys, you are getting downloads. Like the sun brings codes in, the moon brings codes in. We have galactic teams out there, whether you feel like this is a truth for you or not, it is my truth. There are galactic teams out there that are working with us. There's a lot of us that are volunteering to exchange information with them so that they can set frequencies for us that will help us adapt and help us to start to grow with this energy, start to open up in all kinds of ways, telepathically and so on. And they are out there working with us, sending sacred geometry, sending signals, sending frequencies. We all receive it a little bit different. And they're out there helping us. They're doing that with us. So
very cool. See, and this is how they communicate. So why, that we're talking about telepathy, of course they're going to want us to develop that. This is how they communicate. It's telepathic and it's heart-centered. So those two work together and it's easy peasy to communicate.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now I have a lot of people that will ask, well, why don't they come down and show us who they are? Mm-hmm. What kind of answers do you get for that?
I get that it's an individual thing. First of all, is what I'm getting right now. It's an individual thing. It's not for a mass thing, you know, and actually they have been here, you know, and how many of you have seen them? See, yeah. The ones who see them are ready to see them. And that's who they appear to. And that's what they have told me is we are ready to be seen by those who are ready to see us. We are ready to be heard by those who are ready to hear us. So that gives you an idea of, see, they are scanning us all the time and they know who's ready and that's who they will yeah. come to. And yeah. they're not going to just appear because not everybody is ready for that. And even if they are, they still may not
it
see
it might them. Not be appropriate.
Exactly. Yeah. And because this all the time, they are around and people still don't see them. I mean, we have reports of huge craft right over highways and yeah. nobody seeing it except one person.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes. And that's the kind of idea. See, it was for that person. It wasn't for everybody else. So right. that's why it won't, you know, that's how it is. It's an individual experience.
And it really is. And here's something that's kind of fun because I always think the Bigfoot is also an mm-hmm. extraterrestrial being, right?
It's a multidimensional being is what I get on it. And which is
our which would be different. Yeah, it's one that can move through the dimensions on, yeah, within the Earth realm, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. So even more and more people that are starting to strip their fears and step into self-love and step into their knowledge, more and more sightings of the Bigfoot are happening. Mm. And so that's kind of fun too. The Yeti, the Sasquatch, the whatever that is. So yeah, so that's part of that too, is that's the same thing. And if we're in a fear frequency of them, they sense it. They're so sensitive. You think if you're a sensitive person, amplify that by 100, that's a Yeti. You know, they can feel all those vibrations.
Absolutely. Well, you know, they always say animals in general. I mean, and this is a different, it's just a being. It's not necessarily an animal, but, you know, anything that's sensitive like that, they know your fear. And this is the ETs. That's what they say. There's too much fear on the planet. That's why another reason they cannot just.
That's the one that I hear.
We have to let fear go. Yeah, that's before we're going to actually have contact. Because remember, they're scanning. They know your intentions. They know what's really going on. And then also to elevate, to actually ascend into that 5D, you have to let fear go. Fear does not go there. Fear holds you to 3D. Yep. So you've got to let go of it. You look at things with a different eye, you know, and look at it, if it's something that you feel fear of, then look at it and ask it, you know, what are you trying to learn from it? There's something there to learn. And yeah. you have that reaction. Remember, anything you react to, there's something there. So look at it, evaluate it. And then it'll start getting where it's less and less. That's your goal, is to have less and less of that reaction to mm-hmm. something.
Exactly.
To whatever it is. So.
And it's kind of fun because it's like, as you keep evolving through that and it gets lighter and lighter, then when things show up, it isn't as intense. But also when you get done, you realize, wow, I'm elevating that. I'm getting out of that. Oh, it's almost exciting. Like when I went to Arkansas and I saw the fireflies and I went into this childlike wonderment about fireflies. And I'm like, man, I haven't felt like this about something so silly. And like, I don't even remember a time I was this kind of silly about something like that. So
my fireflies compounded with an owl and something. Oh, and the possibility of a bear. That was after.
Possibilities. Yeah. I was hoping more for a unicorn, but I was kind of expecting a bear. So yeah. But the owl thing, oh my gosh, it was so cool. And I was just like, oh, whoa. I felt like I entered, I entered another realm in reality. And
you were in Arkansas.
I was in Arkansas. Yeah. And y'all need to know that was a good trip. Y'all, we got the stones, which I have over here, the crystals. And yeah, it was good.
And well, before we get axed here, how can people find you, Tracy?
Please come over to my website, tracymahan.com. All the things I offer are over there. My QHHT information is over there. How to book is over there. All of it's there. And also QHHTofficial.com. And Julia.
Well, real quick before, if anybody does, if you would like to take the online course, and I'll give that site, it's at QHHTofficial.com. But if you would like to take a course, Tracy has a code to give you that you can get 10% off.
The magic is real. The yeah. magic is real. We'll get you 10% off. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's at, you know, for the level 1 online course, QHHT that Dolores Cannon created. And we continue to carry on in her true fashion. And it's just beautiful what you can learn about yourself. And okay. One more minute. Okay.
Come on, ladies.
And I happen to have a sale going on SoulSpeak. If you're interested in that, go to juliacannon.com to take the online course, which is expanding on my book of the same name. So anyway, I love you all.
It's a beautiful course, you guys, and it's a must have. Okay. We love you all. See you next week, I guess. Yes. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
We can extend on this. I think I like what we were doing here today. So we can expand on this if you want. Just
love it. Yeah. Give us your thoughts and ideas. We'd love to hear about it.
Absolutely.
All right.